This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He was back on my show in December 2018. They design, develop, and manufacture power surgical and dental instruments. We're talking no other than Prodex, Inc. You can find them on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. When they first came on our show about 2 years ago, their stock was trading around $6, been a high of $16. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him, is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Rick Van Kirk. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Very happy to be here.
You know, give some of my new listeners a little bit of about statement, who you guys are, where you're located at, and how you're making money. And then I want to get into the Q&A.
Sure. Yeah, we're in Irvine, California, about 15 minutes from Disneyland, as a point of reference. The company's been around about 40 years, and the last 20, 25 years focused on medical device, primarily powered instruments for the operating room, arthroscopic shavers, cranial screwdrivers, chasuble saws, things that make the surgeon's life easier. And we're expanding our product portfolio, we believe, and hoping to be a better partner to more and more people out there.
You know, if my numbers bring me to fruition here, you guys had four consecutive growth quarters. Last second quarter was up 15%. You did $6.4 million over $5.6 million. That being said, what is the latest news on your release on your Prodex brand products? Where do we go from here?
Well, we really had some good news last week. We signed a letter of intent with the large OEM company that we had previously done a development agreement with to private label that product. Now we actually have production orders from them to the tune of almost $3.5 million. Probably begin shipments in June of this year. So we're very excited about that, that the investment in this product has paid off. And it's got us excited about the next products we're developing as well.
You know, you did over $800,000 more in revenue in the second quarter over year over year. That being said, what is the growth drivers? Are you putting more boots on the ground? Are you doing something different? Or are you just products getting better?
A couple things. We're fortunate that some of our customer requirements are increasing. We have really strengthen our business development group and are getting deeper into the supply chain, if you will, dealing with surgical centers and hospitals and trying to deal direct with some of our products now, which is a new issue for us. We are also developing three more Prodex branded products, which we can sell to the large customers like the situation we just discussed, and more of the grassroots approach. So we're trying to really open the aperture here. We're also developing relationships with some surgeons that have some pretty cool ideas that they have trouble getting, you know, the attention of the big guys, and we'll help them develop it and manufacture it. So that's another way we're trying to grow things here. And it's really important for us. We're really pleased that Prodex is attracting a lot more attention over recent months because of our results. One of the things that people notice when they look at that, though, is we have a very large customer, and we'd like to be more diverse. And we believe that we're taking a lot of strong steps to do that with the new products and some new customers and developing the BD group so that when people see that, they don't really need to worry too much about too much heavy concentration with one customer. We're really excited about that customer. And in fact, that customer's, you know, in recent months signed a 3-year extension with us. So there's really nothing that should be concerning to anyone, but in case there are people out there listening, I want them to know that that will not be the case for much longer as we continue to grow all parts of the business here.
Going over your four consecutive growth revenue quarters, you guys are starting to put a little money in the bank. That being said, are you looking at any M&A? Is there anything in your radar screen?
No, not really. We remain opportunistic. If something was presented to us, we would certainly consider it. Right now, we're really focusing on the core business. You know, early on in the regime here, we tried a couple of acquisitions to kind of jumpstart things. Didn't go as well as we would have liked. So we're really focusing on the products, the technology, and growing our our network of sales here.
My guest today is Rick Van Kirk. He is the CEO and president of Prodex Inc. You can find him on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX, of a market cap around 57 million. Their float is only around 2.6 million shares, a small float on that. That being said, recent awards are recognition. I know that your company is always being recognized for different products out there in the market space. Anything new?
Yeah, since we last talked, I believe we, for the third straight year, were recognized as one of the top workplaces in Orange County. That's a really important recognition to me because it's based on a survey of the employees, which tells me that we're doing things right or very close to right here in terms of taking good care of the workforce and the customers and just doing the right things in terms of running the business. So we're really proud of that award 3 years in a row. Before that, it had never happened for this company. And so we're very appreciative of the efforts of the management team here and all the other employees and associates that make this a pretty cool place to work.
Your stock at around 13 and a half, fluctuating anywhere from $13 to $14 in closing. What would you want my listeners to take away from the interview?
Well, you know, I say this every time. We appreciate everyone's interest and support. It's a good time to be part of Prodex, involved with Prodex. We continue to grow and develop products. We're excited about the future. I just would like to convey that we're just getting started here. We're having a blast, and we intend to keep it going.
If you're looking for a design, develop, and manufacture power surgical and dental instruments company, look no further than Prodex Inc. You can find them on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PDEX. Rick, I want to thank you for stopping by on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
I'd be very happy to. I really enjoyed this. Thanks for the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.